There is about the umnin, right? The workers. So they're up in the trees, they're up in the nidbach, the wall, they've got their rappelling ropes. And the upshot of the sugya is that we draw a distinction between which part of Kriyat Shema? Kan b'parasha Rishona, kan b'parasha Shniyah. So Ezra, just take us through the Rishonim. Rashi, Tosos, the Rambam. So, you know, what emerges? So Rashi says... Levi, by the way, did you find it? Was it? Okay, all right. So I just look on for somebody. Okay, so Rashi, we know, is, you know, unlike the Rambam or the Balei HaTosfos or the Ritva, you know, the Rashi hasn't committed to this idea of halacha kebasrai, right? Right, so it could be that for Rashi, the din of Kriya and the din of Kavana are aligned. You know, what evidence do we have that Rashi holds that the first paragraph in its entirety is the din Kriya? Noam? But what evidence do we have for Rashi, right? Levi? Yeah, so like the first Rashi in the Mishnah says that you can be so mechan, right? Kriyat Shema Alamita, which is Parsha Rishon, and the Balei Tosfos react to it. So, you know, is Rashi saying that in a vacuum? Do you think Parsha Rishon is in Deraisa? If that would be true, then Levi, who would be in agreement with? Rashi would be in agreement with Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, Noam, nice recovery. A way to get back in there. Okay, so that could be the straightforward interpretation of the Gemara. Then, you know, Avi, the Balei HaTosfos, Lashitasam, want to pull Tazayin back over to Yud Gimel. What do I mean by that? Yehuda? Right, which we thought was kind of funny in the sense that it was like the parallel to what Rabbeinu Yonah does with Kriyat Shema Shel Rabbeinu Akadosh, right? Even though it says, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad, they say, yeah, you know, I'm putting this in my own terminology, Kol Parsha de Lo Paska Moshe Rabbeinu Anan Lo Paskinan, so we'll take a look at the Gemara that way. So it is really hard. I mean, you understand what's motivating the Balei HaTosfos, but Ben Sion, there is a Rishon who tries to, you know, stay faithful to the simple interpretation of the Gemara without repudiating his position on the matter of Kavana, and that is, of course, excellent. So the Rambam says, no, it really is a Parsha Rishona, Parsha Shnia issue. And here, Parsha Rishona really means the entire Parsha Rishona, but Eitan, go ahead. Exactly. It cannot be a Kriyas Aroi, which is an interesting Lashon. And so we ended up, David, for the Rambam, with, you know, three different issues that have to be dealt with. There's a din of Kavana, there's a din of Kriya per se, and then there's this din of Keva versus Aroi. So I thought it would be good just to... helpful to put this back on the board. You know, this is what's emerged so far from the Rambam. We'll see the picture is much more nuanced than this in the end, but this is how we build it up, you know, over many weeks and months, to go deeper and deeper into Shita Sharabba. So, basically, as far as Kavana goes, nobody's going to say that it's optimal to do this, but the Rambam says, at minimum, when it comes to Kavana, right? Which in this case means Rava, Shita Rafaya, right? So that's the plus of Risha. Yeah, at minimum. So that's one issue. And then we had the question of Kriya. The Ram takes a very ambitious position. Not just all three parshios being Doraisa, but it's like against Rabbeinu Yonah in the fullest sense of the term, but even the order of the parshios as well, you know, get further and further into this issue, we'll see the significance of that. So Gimel Parshios Elo Al Seder Zeh, and what gives me the right to say that this is also a Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim issue? Like, there is a data point that helps us make that claim.
When we're talking about Kabbalah's it ends with an Yeshan El Techem, and we were talking about the Kabbalah's mitzvahs in the third part.
For sure. That's very important. More recently than that, just now. Something about the Kriya per se that we think is a Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim issue. Ilan?
Shenanur Yafa.
What's that?
Shenanur Yafa, like
Yafa, who's very unique. Oh, well, for Rashi, because that was Rashi's way of taking it, taking it back to Kavana, right? Rashi didn't want to.
Wind down?
Yeah, period. This is pretty
important evidence when Rashi was talking about Lashon Svara and Lashon Gaiva, that the Kriya itself is otherwise, it has nothing to do with Kavana, but that all three parshios can't be recited. The Rambam is very clear. This applies to the entire Kriya Shema. He calls it an Isser in terms of Kriya in this way. And again, Kirkadan for the Rambam means either straight on your belly or straight on your back. It could be either one. And then the Rambam has this in here. I guess you should just point in this. Fotato. Shena. Could reduce the Kriya to Pasuk Echad. Okay. And then the, in the middle that David was just discussing, which is
Kriyas Kavod.
What's that?
Kriyas Kavod. So it can't be around.
So Kriyas Harai. And that, so far we've seen applied to the Parsha Rishona. So like the Parsha of Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim. Now, what gives me the right to say, Avi, that that's the parsha of Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim? What's that? That could just be for the first pasuk, but where do I get the idea that it's the parsha of Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim? Parsha Rishona is the parsha of Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim, Ezra Barak? Am I the first person to say that?
Yeah.
No, definitely not. Right. So who said that explicitly, David?
I think he's not all saying that she heard that Talmud Torah.
But he said that about Talmud Torah. That's the Rambam's unique iteration of somebody Shita, innocent.
I think he said, well, it's based on the Shema. You feel like last night, Shekel, like Masha, the man that it's...
What
does
the Rambam say?
What's
really the first
again, the Rambam, you know, puts in his own terminology, Shishbo Chuda or Gavaso, Talmud Torah, Shua Ikar Agadol Shekol Saloibo, but that's the parsha of Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim. So it is possible to suggest that even if you think that there is a din of Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim that applies to all three paragraphs in terms of the choreography of the Kriya and in terms of the subject matter, Ephraim, your point is well taken, you could still say that a different level of intensity is required in terms of the Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim of the first parsha, right? These are not mutually exclusive ideas. That was exactly the needle that the Rambam was trying to thread to avoid saying what the Balei HaTosfos said in terms of reinterpreting the sugya and Daf Tezai. And that's what allows him to say Parsha Rishona really means Parsha Rishona, even though I paskin that Kavana is only absolutely required when it comes to the first pasuk as opposed to the first parsha. So it's a very subtle presentation in the Rambam. You only appreciate the subtlety when you actually work your way through the primary sources, but that's the issue in the Rambam. Okay, so that's just the chazara that I wanted to do. Let's take... Okay, so Noam, let's start with you. Let's start with like a question on background here to introduce the sugya before we read the Mishnah together. It's like, what's the concept of Oseg B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah all about? Right, that's sort of what's lurking over this entire discussion of Pasan. Right, it's not really Oseg B'mitzvah. That's derived from the first part of the pasuk, v'shivtecha v'beisecha, this is some told of that. So what is that din all about, Noam? Used to like to say that actually, right? Explain the day where even if it's efshar l'kayim shneiim. Well, let's take a more conventional approach for a second before we get there.
You're physically not able to do two things at once.
Okay, very good. So let's say the simple way of understanding the concept is a person that's involved in a mitzvah, and they'd have to relinquish that mitzvah to then go do something else, unless it's a clear hierarchy, maybe like a derabbanan d'oraisa issue. Or like we were talking about last week, like the first sugya in Masechta Megillah, Pirsumei Issa issue of, you know, Mikra Megillah, or there's that Mace Mitzvah, like somebody, I mean, some of us were talking about this morning in the Rambam Chabura. So, you know,
you're already involved in a mitzvah, so why would you relinquish this mitzvah to stop? You have to stop and to go and do another mitzvah. But there's this presupposition of what we call, right, Yafshar L'Kayim Shnehem. Okay, so Avi, you know, with that in background, what's a little funny about this whole situation with the chassan? Like, yeah, it's obviously an Yafshar L'Kayim Shnehem. Right, in the physical sense of the term. V'haraya from the Mishnah. If you wanted to just like point out a very obvious proof from the Mishnah that it's an Benzion. What's that? Rav Gamliel did it, right. Right. He got all like feisty about it, right? Eini shomei alechem levatel mimeni malchus shamayim afilu sha'achas. Hold me back. Rav Unterman, saying the name of Rav Chaim Balashiner about that Mishnah, is that that was the difference between Rav Gamliel and everybody else. As we'll see, everybody else, the question is, can you generate the Kavana for Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim? So, in some cases, we'll say, no, you're Potter. But for him, he was, as they would say, he was holding by Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim. So for him, it would be Mevatel. It was physically painful for him, you know, to have to, you know, step out of that, so to speak, mentally. So there's a difference there in the person. Okay, yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah. Well done. Same type of methodologically, same kind of question. Okay, so that's what's kind of lurking here in the background. So we have the osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. That's the issue. On Daf Tes, on Daf Yud Aleph, excuse me, and that's B'Shivta Chava Veisecha, and now we're dealing with the Lech Chava Derech. So we'll see the Gemara inside in just a moment. The Gemara, you know, the version on Daf Tes Zayin, which is the part that we need. So this isn't really a classic case of Osig Mitzvah Patur Mina Mitzvah. Maybe it's not even a case of Osig Mitzvah Patur Mina Mitzvah at all. So there's something else going on here, and it has to do with Kavana, obviously. So let's take a look at the Mishnah. Anybody? Eitan, you want to read the Mishnah for us? Yeah. Okay, so the Chassan is Pater. So, you know, like we say in Hilchot Shabbos, question is, Pater, or Pater Aval Mutter, right? So, okay, go ahead. Apparently, the way that they understood this year was Pater Aval. Right. As if they were the ones who were trying to do it. They're just quoting his shir back to him. So, what's going on there? Okay. Much more on that tomorrow, God willing. So, there's a patur. So, Ephraim, how do you understand the nature of the Patur of Chassan, right? It's not really Osik Mitzvah, Patur Bina Mitzvah. So, what's your take on the Patur?
It seems to me like that basically because this is more of a prayer or something, but I think you're right, that because Kalal Zon HaShemayim is, because Kriya Shema is so grounded in Kalal Zon HaShemayim, therefore, if you have a lack of Kavanah, he that general may be Mitzvah Saint Tiro's Kavanah, this Mitzvah is specifically defined by your Kabbalah. And if you can't have it, there's no point in
this. Ilan, bring a Raya Gemura against Akiva.
Maybe I was misquoting.
If that were really true, that this was so specific to Kriya Shema, Levi?
I was going to say something else. That there's so much of Kriya Shema in the
Okay, maybe optimally you need Kavana, right? I'm saying, you know, minimally you need Shema Yisrael, Shem Bekir, Shem Echad, but to enter into a situation where you know you're not going to be able to generate Kavana, but Ephraim, you do the honors.
The Rambam says that it's for Kriya Shema and
Father. Yeah, it's a Raya Gemura that's okay. Very good. Okay, so let's...
We left it
to Tarfila. Okay. Thank God for that. Okay, so we have to develop it a little bit further. What exactly is going on here? What's the nature of the patur? And again, the way the Talmidim originally understood it is that it was a patur aval aser kind of a thing, right? They were really surprised by Rav Gamliel's behavior. It sounds like, and he says, no, you know, basically I'm different, something like that. And we'll have to get into that in a deeper sense. Okay, so let's take a look at the Gemara. Dadio, why don't you do the honors for us? This is the Gemara in Tazayin Amud Aleph. The bottom, right after the Umdin. They're still in the trees, they're still up in the Nidbach. But we're moving on. We're going to the wedding hall. Now this is really interesting. Anybody want to like make a diuk in the Gemara right here? Shimmy?
Clearly it's not from Ose, but
that's for sure. Good, excellent. Exactly. It's a Dinda Raisa, it's based on a Pasuk, but it's not Osig Mitzvah Pater Minavet. It's very good. I'll tell you something else which is really interesting about this. Anybody notice like a kind of an asymmetry in the Gemara? Shift Chavesacha, that excludes all cases of Osig Mitzvah. Lech Chavadarach, that excludes all cases of. That's a little funny, right? It's only one case. Prat L'Chasan? That's interesting. Is it really only the Chasan? Maybe it's Vechein. Kol, ka, yotze, ba, baza, right? The Rama? Okay, very good. Okay, so is it really just the chasan? You're reading this Gemara, I'm sure that occurred to everybody. Prad losing mitzvah, lech chavaderech, prad lechasan. It's like a little funny. There would just be one case, right? There's a one case that the Chumash came to tell you doesn't apply. Okay, you get it's like a very wedding-centric kind of thing. Okay. A nuptialist. And it's not even all chasanim. It's just Hakone says habitula. So my masha, what's going on here? The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Papa." It's a hard diak. Lech to chavaderech. We presume that you're doing something of your own volition. I don't know. I'm reading the pasuk. I'm trying to. Trying to figure out if that's the way it sounds. You're strolling along the path. Okay? So the Gemara itself isn't so sure. Milo askin kazal dvar mitzvah? How do you know? Maybe it's a dvar mitzvah. Afilo hachem rachmada likrayim kain. The possessive, second person possessive. Shema mina. Belechas didcha hu demechayvis ha. Tiras. Okay, so once you're back there, it sounds a lot like Osek Mitzvah Patzer Mina Mitzvah. They're trying to figure out exactly what the difference is, right? Because what we've said is, if it was really Mishos, if it was really Mitzvah, excuse me, it would be V'leches Vaderech, V'lech Ticha Vaderech. So that tells you it's V'leches Didcha, right? It's only when it's actually a Rishos. So how is that different than an Osek B'mitzvah Patar Mina Mitzvah? It sounds like you're talking, we're going back there. So, Ihachi, my Iriya, Kondesis Absula. Okay, so the Gemara is unsure. So, right, it sounds a lot like Osek B'mitzvah. So they asked, so why would you limit it to Kondesis Absula, right? So it sounds like you're just involved in a mitzvah is enough, right? If you tell me that you need a special reboy for Chasan, I don't know why, but then why wouldn't it just be for all chasanim? You're involved in a mitzvah. Because the distinction that the Gemara appears to be drawing at this stage is between mitzvah and rishus. So the Gemara feels the need to clarify. Just one second, Levi. So here's the clarification of the Gemara. So, go ahead, Daniel. Okay, so in halachic terminology, what do we call these five words? Halcha tarid, in one case, right, you're burdened, you're distracted, you're unable to generate a certain kind of kavana. V'hacha, almana lo tarid. What do we call that in halacha? Five words. What do we call these five words? With one halachic word, Levi? There's a word for it in halachic terminology. Very important word.
One word.
One word. These five words are an example of a one-word mechanism.
Hello?
Well, it is a distinction, but is there some pasuk? Is there a halacha l'moshe mi-sinai which says, hakones is abisula is... What's that? So it's something, it's a certain kind of a svara, good, that we call an umdina. Okay. There's a rabbinic assessment, right? Like a sociological assessment, that people have different responses psychologically to marrying a besula, marrying an almana. I don't know, maybe it's dependent on certain social realities. Right? There's a certain social reality where akonis besula was very, very, very important, right? So in any event, this rabbinic umdina, is it significant for a dinda rabbana or a dinda raisa? So we're going to see this throughout the sugya, that there's all kinds of umdinas. Again, it's a rabbinic assessment. It doesn't appear like this is a halachal emotion misinai, or it's a pasuk, but it's a rabbinic assumption about how people react that has a deoraisa implication. This is extremely important, okay? There's a koach that the Torah bestowed upon the rabbis. Like, again, we have misar nakasav l'chachamim, so this is a very important, you know, tool to be aware of that Chazal had, a koach to be koveya, who is tarid and who's not, okay? Now, again, you have to figure out, once it's an umdana, then by definition, that sort of leaves itself open to what that we already talked about. Ben Tzion was the one to point it out. If it's an umdana about tirda, so then it's entirely possible, if I am that.
That is incorrect by you.
What's that?
By you, it's incorrect.
Right, or it doesn't apply to you. That they never even meant, you know, the Yechidei Segula, right, for Rabbi Gamliel, could be that the person is not tarid, okay? Because it's just based on an umdana. It's not, you know, the whole thing, yes, there's a pasuk of Lech Chavaderech, which is probably what we're going to get to of tirda de mitzvah, but in terms of who exactly that applies to, right, it's not like, you know, there's a halacha Moshe Misinai that applies to Rabbi Gamliel. You have to figure out those pieces. So the very nature of the din might lend itself, Rami, to some kind of exceptions, okay? So let's go a little bit further in the Gemara, Rami. Go ahead. So hacha tarid v'hacha lo tarid. So imishum tirda, right, the Gemara wants to say, once you moved it this away from the sugya of osig mitzvah patrim in a mitzvah, and you really made it its own category, not just chasan, but its own category, called tirda, so then I can think of some other cases where, you know, most people, you know, are going to be very distracted, disoriented, unable to focus. Tavas vinasa bayam, meaning what in modern terms? You know, the stock market crash. The stock market crash, you have people jumping off the roof. People are beside themselves. So what exactly is going on here? You know, if it's just about tirda, that's Lech Chavaderech really told me that it's a matter of tirda. I can't generate the kavana. Right? So if that's true, so then why did we say prat l'chasan? Okay?
Avil.
So again, the standard is that the avil is pater chayev. The standard is that he's chayev, right? There's a special series of chasov. Right, that the avel can't have the either pair. That's machlokas Rashi Tosos. What the issue with is an avel and tefillin. And this is only really a din yom rishon. The avel is d'oraisa. And again, would you say that the avel is somebody that, you know, has tirda?
Yes,
for sure. Right, the avel is probably disoriented. Right, and yet he's still chayiv in every single mitzvah. So again, this is probably what tipped off the Rambam to. What's that? Very good, right? Now the Gemara itself is moving away from Kriyat Shema to Kol HaMitzvos and Mitzvot. If you're a very careful reader of the Gemara, you can already pick up on why the Rambam did what he did. Okay, so what's the answer? Tirda de Rishos, Hocha, Tirda de Mitzvot. In other words, there are two dinim. And Ben Sion, both dinim are necessary, but neither are sufficient. So what are the two dinim? And you can show me a case on both sides that for the p'tur of Lech Techavaderech to apply, we need number one, tirda, and number two, that there has to be a mitzvah. So who can give me a case where there's a mitzvah but there's no tirda? That would be hakones es ha'almana, okay? So, right, there's mitzvah, but there's just not tirda. Who can give me a case where there's tirda, but there's no mitzvah whatsoever? Tava Svinaso Vayam. Just to take a look at Tosas. Ben Sion, this is the top Tosas. Iyamar Bishlam the time of Mishem Tirda. Shapir. Elam Me'achar Shu Tola Tam B'Mitzvah. Right, so that was a very important stage of the Gemara. So again, the more that you removed it away from mitzvah, the less it looked like ha'osek mitzvah patra mina mitzvah. But again, if it was just a question of tirda, so then who needs the dvar mitzvah altogether? So this is, again, sort of generally speaking, related to osek mitzvah patra mina mitzvah, which is why I started our shir there by asking Noam what he thought about that. But it's clearly a different category, right? So it's not really about the mitzvah, and it's not about yef shel kayim shneyem, but it's something called tirda de mitzvah, which I'm telling you is a form of an umdana. And by definition, if it's an umdana avi, then we can be open to the possibility that certain individuals are not going to be subject to the umdana. Maybe Chazal themselves would have told you, okay, yeah, we never meant it for somebody like this, or we never meant it for somebody like that, okay? Right? They never meant to apply the idea of tirda across the board. Maybe they meant it in most cases. Okay, so let's just give me 1 second, Anderson. Let's establish first the Rashi, when this sugya first appears in Daf Yud Aleph. Levi, why don't you take us through the Rashi? Okay, so let's stop there. So what was the question that was bothering Rashi?
Well, why do we need to separate? Why do we need
beautiful? Why do we need v'shitu chavisecha and isn't that clearly a case of osik mitzvah patar mina mitzvah? And again, kra kama here doesn't mean a full pasuk. It means the clause of shiv decha v'secha. Good. Tirda, dika tirda. Okay, low is mud, right? Right, so very, very good. So you can say 99% on that Rashi. There's just like 1% that I want to develop here. Levi said it over very well. That Rashi says something which is really thought-provoking here. Because Rashi says, you know, had X been the case, then I guess I would have had to admit that Chassan is really part of that category. What's that? Said, had this been the case... Yeah, very good. Had there been some explicit pasuk that told me osik mitzvah patra mina mitzvah, then I would have said, yeah, of course Chassan is osik mitzvah, he should be patra mina mitzvah. But the fact that it's not derived that way, but it's derived based on a miyud, right, very good. So that tells me, who can think of a good halachic expression that's an analog for what Rashi says? B'shivtcha v'vesecha, he says, that means that right, you're chayiv in kriyat shema when you're not doing some maisa mitzvah, as opposed to something which is machshava driven. What basic concept is Rashi appealing to?
Oh,
Ezra, what concept? It's a very important halachic concept you see come up all the time. And Rashi seems to be saying this in his own way. Yehuda? Okay, well, right. That's the assumption that allows him to make this point. Menachem, you have it? Think Edim Zomimin. Four-word expression. Excellent. I was going to delete the lecha. Ein bo el chidush. Ein lecha bo el chidush. It's exactly what Rashi's saying. Right. Since Eitan, it's derived from B'shivtecha v'vesecha, the only things which are exempted are things exactly like that case. Had there been somebody that came down and told me, Osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah applies to Kriyat Shema, okay, I would have been forced to say Chassan is part of that category. Nobody said that. We came through it, I'll use a fancy legal term, in a tertiary way. We had to infer it from B'shivtecha v'vesecha, and once that's true, so that allows me to narrow the scope of osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. That's Rashi saying something very sophisticated, actually. Okay, so since I came to it that way, I need Lech Lecha B'Derech to tell me about a case which isn't really exactly the same. And again, David, just want to recapitulate for us, what makes Chassan different? Because it has nothing to do with the fact that you are either physically unable to do both mitzvos, or because of your physical involvement, you're not able to generate the requisite kavana, right? Kind of like the umnin that we were talking about. But the Chassan, it's purely it's a psychological phenomenon. So tirda de machshava, and tirda de machshava. So that's a big chiddush to say that such a person is potter from Kriyat Shema, let alone from other mitzvos. Ringham Liel's chomping at the bit. Ringham Liel says, "Eini shemel chavatim mei Kriyat Shema, kabbalas ma'ach shemayim afilu sha'achas." No good reason, you know, etc. So for that you need a special pasuk. Rashi is a very important contribution to this topic. It says, sounds to me, you know, if all I knew was Rashi, bad thing to know Rashi. So I would say, like Akiva, I think, was reported to have wanted to say before, this is all a din Kriyat Shema. It's a gzeiras hakasuv by Kriyat Shema. Right? B'shivtecha b'veisacha v'lechtecha v'derech. Those are psukim in the sixth chapter of Sefer Dvarim. In the parish of Kriyat Shema that Rabbi Shulah ben Karcha calls Kabbalah's Malchus, this is somehow a din in the world of Kriyat Shema. And yet, Ezra, who comes along to burst our bubble? Yeah. The Rambam holds. Go ahead, Ezra. The Rambam holds. Umi Kriyat Shema. So the way the Rambam sets it up is that Kriyat Shema isn't even bigger chiddush, right? You would have thought that Kriyat Shema, right? Eini shomei alachadavatam meni kabbalas malchus shemayim afilu. Get over it. So it's not fundamentally a din in Kriyat Shema, it's a din in Kol Mitzvos. The Rambam thought, remarkably, again, I tried to show you where I think he got it from in the Gemara, because the Gemara appeals to the Avil, Chai v'Kol Mitzvos, but it's been sealed. So the Rambam thought the following was true. You know, a person whose mind was just occupied with a Devar Mitzvah, that they couldn't somehow compartmentalize mentally, and so they were Nechbas, therefore they're... Right, But how does Targum Unklus translate Kiva Chipazon Yatzasa Meretz Yitzrayim? Right, there's a state of confusion, right? Who puts that at the very beginning of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? In his Haggadah, he says, Bibihila Yitzana Mi Mitzrayim, Halach Ma'anya, the Rambam. It's the first three words of the Rambam's Haggadah, okay? Anyway, it's part of the Laharos. You're trying to recreate the choreography, so you say, if you take a look at the Rambam's Nusach Haggadah after Perek Ches, you'll see that there. Okay, so that the Rambam thought, amazingly, b'chol haTorah kula, that a person whose mind is distracted, they're confused, they're preoccupied, maybe to the point of slightly disoriented, by a Dvar Mitzvah, and not a Dvar Rishus, again, not Tovas Vinaso Bayam, that creates a p'tur b'chol mitzvos hamos b'torah. Does it mean that they're allowed to steal, rape, or pillage? No. Right. This is not a p'tur in terms of lo sases. Right. Noam is chuckling. Yes. Noam was chuckling because it was a ludicrous suggestion, right? But in terms of mitzvos sase, you might say this is also a little crazy. It's far out. The Rambam thought that this was true. It's not a din in Kriyat Shema, as was stated before. So din in the Chol haTorah kula, Ilan.
So, for
that's a good question. This is not the only possible source for Osig Mitzvah, Pater Mina Mitzvah. There's another source, amazingly, which also comes up very nearby, Maseches Brachos, not in the second parak, but in the third parak. To Machlokas, whether this is in fact the reason, but could be that the source is Onain. Right? Okay, so that could be another source. There the Mishnah says explicitly, Pater mi Kriyat Shema, then there's a Minatvila, Mikol Mitzvos, Hamuros Batora. So there are other sources as well. Okay, so Misha Yalibo Tarod Vinechbas Dvar Mitzvah Pater Mikol Mitzvos Umi Kriyat Shema. Not only all mitzvos, but even Kriyat Shema. You think Kriyat Shema is more chomer because it's Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim. Okay, go ahead, Ezra. Lefikach. It sounds like the Rambam is being koveya when the Gemara said Hacha Tarid Tirda the Mitzvah Hacha Tarid Hacha Lo Tarid. Right, that's, you know, it's not subject to whatever the individual says. Ein dato pnuya shemalo yimsa la besulim. The person is, you know, distracted. However,
Shabbos below Baal Chai because once the Shabbos is Elech, Shari is Ara Daido, Glebo Gaspa, Afa Pish Lobal.
This is kind of an amazing. Then the on switch gets flipped back on. What flipped the on switch back on? What's that? Interesting. Shabbos. Okay. What's that? No. So the passage of 96 hours. So what would you call that?
It's another
Umdina, right? So they're saying that the rabbis said, okay, tell me how long? 96 hours. That's how long. So, Mimotzei Shabbos ve'elach, harei niskara daito, v'libo gaspa, right? The person that becomes acclimated, right? Fascinating thing. Afal pi shelo baal, even though none of the other conditions have changed, simply the acclimation of time is sufficient to generate a new halachic reality. Aval, just in case you thought I was saying, Osik mitzvah, pater mina mitzvah, and I know say as habu'ula, so the Rambam understood that just like it applies not only to Kriyat Shema, but all mitzvahs amuris b'Torah, the other riboy in the Rambam, which is not explicitly in the Gemara, very good, it's any case that we would call tirda de mitzvah. And again, Noam, just give your own definition, in your own words, especially including that last line in the Rambam. What qualifies as tirda de mitzvah? There has to be the presence of... Very good, of bilbul. Noam, just elaborate for a second. What do you mean by that? That's very good.
I think you
found and that's the mitzvah for sure, but how would you describe this person? The ikuv is what? Right. That and this person is he's bewildered. So the Rambam felt this is really interesting. I'll bring this out with you for a second, then we'll get to Yenison as a comment that he wants to make. So I don't know, if you're looking for like an analog in halacha, in a much broader sense, what's that?
You're hilarious. You do stand up.
That was funny. Okay, so what would you say? What would you, it's very understandable. There was a little tear to the mitzvah going on here. Okay, so what would you say is like the Rambam's category here, the way that he's describing it, sounds like which halachic persona almost, right? That this halachic persona would obviously be a much broader issue, but if I were to try to compare this, where have I heard that somebody who is mivul baal, somebody, what's that? Well, Nabil Chayev v'chol mitzvahs in Torah. No name?
She knows.
Yeah, I think so, right? But Levi, expand on that. What do you mean?
He's caught in the fact that he's a deep priest and therefore his responsibility for
the mitzvah. Daito Meshubeshes, that he's in a state of confusion. The halacha did not oblige people who were not thinking clearly. So the Rambam, his presentation of Tirda de Mitzvah is actually... Right, reminiscent on some level. No, it's going to pass, right? We know that it's circumscribed. Baruch Hashem. This person is not, you know, begavra, you know, incapacitated, you know, chas v'shalom. But on a temporary basis, this person isn't descriptively, behaviorally, all that different than a shota. He da'ato mivulbelas. He's in a state of confusion, of disorientation. And again, if that's being caused by a dvar mitzvah, as opposed to tava svinaso bayam, follow me along for a second. If that's the case, the Rambam thinks, you're pater mina mitzvos. Now, not just on Kriyat Shema. Now, who wants to say why? Again, Levi, I really agreed with you, and I appreciate you pointing that out. It sounds like a shota is pater, right? For a moment, it doesn't matter what the cause is, because the result is that he's unable to think clearly. So why here is the p'tur only good? It's only valid halachically, Shimi, if it's driven by a dvar mitzvah. Explain that to me. Why shouldn't we just say a person is tarid tirda desfinasa, you know, bayam, and therefore he's mivul baal and he's nechbas. He's not a shota. He's not insane. He's not. He's not out of his right mind. He's not psychotic, but you know he's in a state of confusion. Why should that be a tour? Only if It's caused by a mitzvah itself. Okay, I like that very much. I just want somebody to sharpen that a little bit. I like it, that you're saying it's kind of your fault. Can you put that in somewhat different terminology? Levi?
It's not your prerogative to be mivulbal.
Very good. Exactly right. So there's this kind of, there's a halachic requirement for a person to be misgaber when it comes to davar shebirishus. That's very important. But if it's in response to being a mitzuvah, the halacha acknowledges that. That's an amazing thing. I think this is actually a very beautiful idea. That if it's davar shebirishus, even if it's a massive factor, right? Tava svinasa bayam, the person may have just sustained financial ruin. A person has to menachem, reorient themselves to that which is of absolute value in this world. What is absolute value? Dvar Hashem. The halacha expects you to be misgaber, literally. But if it's driven by a devar mitzvah, and the person's state of confusion, or as Noam would say, being stymied, right? So the person's state is driven itself by a responsiveness to devar Hashem. The halacha acknowledges that as a significant category. Shelo rak le'inyan kriyat shema l'lechol mitzvah samuras b'torah, right? And not only a chasan hakone says habesula, but Yehuda, to use the language of the Rambam, v'chein kol kayotze bazeh, anything that was driven by a tier to the mitzvah, you have a person who's tefillin. They're not sure, you know, they saw something on their tefillin. They're not sure tefillin meet the standards of the halacha Moshe Misani. Are they meruba or not? And the person is driven to distraction, literally. You can make a solid case based on this Rambam. Person is pater mitzvah sasen? He's nechvas l'dvar mitzvah. Can't do anything else. Psychologically speaking, physically, he's perfectly capable of standing Shemona Esrei. Psychologically, he's disabled. Temporarily. Get him a sofer. Yenison.
But that would seem to be shackling to a mitzvah that it's
the emso was called as a din, v'chein kol kayotze bazet. No. The Rambam says there's no mitzvah to get married?
So is that the
Rosh
that says that?
Ooh. That was the Rosh. Ksuvis. Of Zion. Rambam Hilchos Ishus, the Koseres, Lisa Isha, doesn't mean that Lisa is a woman. Lisa, Isha, Biksuba, Vikidushin. The Nisuin itself is an intrinsic part of the mitzvah.
Lisa, Isha, and also Rivka.
Yeah. There's some deschos for that actually. In the Frankel Rambam, when the Frankel Rambam came out. So that we checked for that one immediately. Okay, yeah. Ephraim and Akiva, go ahead.
So I want to clear Akiva's name, that he only said his piece about that it was specifically localized in Kriyat Shema within Rashi's data.
Oh.
Because the Rambam is serious, but you can see.
He noted that it wouldn't work for the
Rambam. Okay, right, yeah. Okay.
That
itself is maybe Gula La'olam. You did hear his name.
Also, when it comes to Rashi saying
at the time of your original statement, he was wearing a hoodie. So, he was already.
When it comes to Rashi saying, Chasan, the tier of the Machshava Ba'alam, if you say Chasan is a Chiddush, then I guess you have to say that Tavas Finos of Ayam and Avil are both Tirda of Mashallah. It's not like, oh, I'm trying to go save my ship, but rather it already sank and now I'm just hard.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. The man has suffered financial ruin. You guys learned about this in history in 1929. People at the other side are talking about it. People are jumping out of the window. People are jumping off.
We didn't learn it yet.
What's that? That's right. Shylock. Okay, so let's take a look at the Ravid. So this, Avi, this Ravid has your name all over it. Okay, go ahead. When I think of this Ravid, I think of you. Go ahead.
Oh.
Right, so you think of the Rabbeinu Manoach, you think Hu HaMishpat, you're having good memories.
That's the one that
Mina. Kesef Mishna sides with the Ravid over the Rambam. What goal? Okay, so what just happened? So what was the Ravid talking about? So the Ravid says, I accept your category, Rambam. I accept your category of tirda de mitzvah that's nechbaz and muval bil him. And he's not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah sasei of kriyat shema adalayla revi vidor revi ashubu heina mimotzei shabbos ve'elach. So, but what did Ravid say? But that's only good for kriyat shema shel arvis. So spell it out for me. What's kriyat shema shel shachris? There should be no tirda. Why? Sral kedoshim. What does that mean? Different, Eitan? So there's a Gemara, Masech Tanida and Daf Yud Zayin, that a person is not supposed to be Mishamish Mitaso Bayom. Sounds like it could be an Isser. The Gemara Megillah cites that Achashverosh did this and does not compliment him for it. The Meiri says it's not really a formal iser; it's like a guideline. It's important halacha l'maisa. People questions of fertility through specific timing, but that's the presumption here of the Ravid, right? That this is not a normal, certainly not a normal daytime activity, and therefore, right, the tirda de mitzvah won't be shayach during the daytime. Okay, so the Rambam is obviously presumably the Rambam is cholik on that. So Avi, spell out the Rambam's disagreement with the Ravid in one of two different ways. The Rambam thinks that you are potter mikriyat shel arvis and shel shachris. So what's the nekudas hamachlokas? Right. So again, once until ad shelo asamaisa, until that 96-hour point where asamaisa, right, you're Mevubal, your nechbaz, your nitrad. Alternatively, Noah. Well, again, the Rambam thinks that you're generally involved in the mitzvah period of Erivya. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes this statement to prove that period of Erivya is a mitzvah. But why would he say Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, your potter? Shimmy?
They're arguing about the
umdina,
however you
pronounce it. Okay, so that's what I said already, that it could be that the Rambam is cholik in the umdina. Or? Yadison?
Never mind.
Baron? It's a mafur shigamara that applies to Kriyat Shema. The question was Shar Mitzvos.
He says that only a chasson can have.
Ben Zion?
Oh.
The Ravid says, what about the Chassan? The Chassan Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. He thinks he's Chayiv. The Mechaber accepted that perspective. Tepler? Levi?
One possibility I have is that Rambam thinks it's enough that you have a different mitzvah on your to-do list, even if you're thinking about it in front of your period.
Okay, so again, that's all within the general approach. That good? That's another formulation of the approach within the Umdina.
He's not really speaking
to
like a case of a person. Like,
what
reality is.
Says Yisrael Kedoshim Hei Mesich Daite, right? He's singing within the Umdana. Shy, you got it? Daniel! We're forgetting first principles over here. Mermelstein. Ephraim?
Rabbi Adler, he also suggested specifically on this sugya and his Minchamarev Shir Madrina,
that if you're the Rambam and you hold that it's one mitzvah.
Thank you.
Like
so you had some inside information. Okay. But you would have figured that out anyway, right?
I don't know.
Pamayim v'chol yom korin kriyat shema ba'erev v'boker shenemar v'shach. It's a unit. It's enough to say that you're tarred on the front end of the unit to get you out of the back end of the unit. What's that? So it could be that the Ra'ivid, like the Ramban, right, looked at his two different Maisa Mitzvah Kriya. Menachem, you would have had that, right?
I think
Rabbi
reported it from
Rabbi
Kanievsky,
or
I'm not sure.
That's smart
enough. Which Rabbi
Kanievsky?
I think Rabbi Kanievsky to point it out. I'm saying this is. I'm an Aharon if that's true. Okay. Okay. So it could be that all of you were correct, if that it's a question of the Umdana. I don't discount that. In fact, I suspect that that's also part of it here. I don't think the Rambam basically felt that a person was, you know, really im kvar as kvar. If you're really so fatracht about, you know, her besulim, it's going to be hard to turn that off in the morning. You know, the Ravid's, you know, Yisrael kadoshim, heim kadoshim kadoshim. You know, the bottom line is this guy is, you know, he's a chasen. He's, you know, he's got ants in his pants. But the could be that even if you didn't say that, Shitas HaRambam would lend itself to a p'tur in one, generating a p'tur in the other. Akiva, go ahead. Sir, that's like the good old days. You always have to, right? Yeah.
What's been Motzei Shabbos? We're all
the first pack of Ksuvis.
All one.
Shaktu Chachamim al Takanas Menos Yisrael. They always just get married Wednesday night.
Yeah. No matter.
So because of Jiras Primus Noctus.
So, if somebody were for some reason to not get married on Wednesday night, let's say they lived in 2019, most weddings aren't.
Would the Rambam still hold of Shabbos, or is he set on the time? No, it has to be 96 hours.
Wouldn't it be 72 hours?
What's that? It sounds in the Rambam that it's not Advad Bichlal, but most people assume that it's Advad Bichlal, which is interesting. Because you're right, it says Motzei Shabbos Ve'eloch. It sounds like that, you know, Motzei Shabbos Yer Chayev in the Rambam, but most people assume that Motzei Shabbos is actually part of the tour. That's already a Chiddush in the Rambam. Yeah.
With the Chasam, when he's involved in a mitzvah, why should that take him out? If it's Mitam Kavana, then because he's not able to focus. So is the Rambam here taking a stance on mitzvahs to Kavana?
I think it's two different issues. Mitzvahs Trichos Kavana means, just one second, does this mitzvah require me to know that I'm performing the mitzvah? This is a din in the Gavra. So this is not synonymous with the sugya of mitzvah srichos kavana. But here the Rambam says you need a gavra who's roi la kavana. That's a different issue. So the Rambam's chiddush here is that if the gavra is not roi la kavana because he's nechbaz umevulbal, so get back to Levi's issue. The question is why? And that's exactly, you said it beautifully, right? It's not your prerogative to allow yourself to be nitra nechbaz umevulbal if it's a davar shebirshos. The halacha demands that you respond to absolute value, namely Devar Mitzvah. But if you're a Gavra who's not a Bar Kavana because of a Davar Sheba Mitzvah, that the Halacha can accept. Not again L'inyan Gzela or Geneva or Shvich Vzdamim or Ones or Mefate, but in terms of Mitzvah Saseh, the Halacha is responsive to that. It's actually a very beautiful idea. Tell the psychologists.